Maybe we could turn that into an Upanishad. Mahashivaratri Upanishad or something. Certainly a beautiful talk by Gurudeva. It's hard to think of what to say afterwards. Fortunately, it's written down. So I don't have to think. But that was the part of it where Gurudeva was just seeing as Shiva. That was certainly very special. So fortunately, our talk tonight ties in quite nicely. You'll see as we go along, it ties in predominantly with Gurudeva's theme that after we express all our love in the temple, after we worship God Shiva with our whole heart and blend with him through the process of devotion, we can keep going. We can find a quiet corner and worship in our inner temple. We can practice meditation, dhyanam, on Shiva inside of us. That's what he was encouraging us to do. So that's what our talk leads up to tonight, that idea. So I think this is a special Shivaratri, and having so many pilgrims come from such diverse parts. Usually we have a much smaller group. When we started, it was just the monks in Gurudeva. And today we're blessed with so many people from so many places all coming and all sharing a love of Shiva that brought you here tonight for this special evening dedicated to Shiva. And we call that Shiva Sambandhan, bound together through Shiva, relatives of sorts, sharing something in common, and in this case we all share a love of God Shiva that brought us together this evening. As Gurudeva pointed out, Mahashivaratri is Shiva's special night, great night of Shiva, and I was thinking, trying to find an analogy, and came up with one of ozone layer and cosmic rays, which is interesting. Holes in the ozone layer, the bigger the hole, the more the cosmic rays come in. Of course, that's bad, right, in that context. But there we are, looking out in space from Earth, and this little ozone layer there, and it protects the cosmic rays, bounces them off, most of them, except when we get a hole, and then they come through. So that if we compare that to the spiritual worlds, it's the same thing, but it's going inside instead of going outside. That the barriers between the worlds lessen at certain times. It's like opening a hole in the ozone layer. And instead of cosmic rays coming through, these are Shiva's rays, divine rays of blessings from the inner worlds, come through this hole. So what causes the hole to open? Well, an auspicious night, such as Mahashivaratri, just by itself creates a very big hole. So lots of blessings are flooding through from this inner hole. But the ceremony itself widens the hole. The beautiful chanting of the priest, the chanting of Sri Rudram, takes this hole that's already there and makes it bigger. So we get even more blessings coming through. Furthermore, the devotion of those present widens the hole even more. The more devotion they feel, the bigger the hole gets. So all of us working together create this very special vibration, very special event whereby from the inside out, we have all of this, all of these blessings coming, all of this energy coming from God Shiva and the inner worlds, changing us in ways that we can't even imagine, as Gurudeva talked about briefly there, cleansing us, purifying us, changing our karmas, mitigating our karmas, changing our futures, and so forth. in very dramatic ways just because we opened ourselves up to it through our devotion on Mahashivaratri. So that's not in the script, as you can tell. Moving on. So Mahashivaratri is nicely described in Dancing with Shiva. We're doing it all. Chanting Shiva's names, we did that. Singing his praise, we did some singing. Chanting Sri Rudram, we did that. Bathing the Shiva Lingam is coming up. So, of course, these are common forms of worship done wherever Shivaratri is held. And we're doing them all here this evening as well. But it goes on. Meditating is the next one. And the last one, being near the monks as they strive to realize Parashiva. It's right in Gurudeva's definition of Shivaratri. What a very interesting way of describing it. So most places you go, you don't find meditation going on. It's not part of Shivaratri. But for the completeness of the experience, as we did tonight, we meditated. First we worshipped. We worshipped Shiva through the Homa ceremony, and later we'll worship Shiva through Abhishekam and Archana. But we also worshipped Shiva inside of us, as the Divine Self inside of us. So it's a unique part of our ceremony here, something I never really thought about as much till I read it, and we just do it, you know. We focus on the transcendent aspect of Shiva, meaning the monks, trying to realize Parashiva, trying to touch into that part of Shiva which we always are, and as Gurudeva spoke, it was a large part of his talk there. One of the themes of his talk was the transcendence of Shiva and claiming that part of you which you already are. Don't have to become it, you are that. So we're all having an opportunity tonight, and what is the benefit of being near the monks as they strive to realize Parashiva? Well, it can quicken our own spiritual life. It's not that we're going to sit there and become enlightened just because someone across the room is having a good meditation. No. But it can quicken us, it can inspire us, kind of speed up our impetus, help us move along a little faster on the spiritual path than if we hadn't been there. We may not notice, but we pick up some speed. Maybe we were slacking slightly. We get back to normal speed, or maybe we were going along fine and makes us go along a little faster. But in any case, it's a very positive experience, helping to inspire us, even unknown to ourselves, to move along faster.